Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Every year, thousands of people in the U.S. get sick with the flu. But flu is not just a bad cold, it can be deadly. Let's listen to Dr. Tom Wyda, Chief Medical Officer at University Medical Center, who says now is the time to get a flu shot.
Welcome to another segment of Health Matters, and we're so glad that you're joining us today. You can watch this entire interview on WVUA's website and the website at the University Medical Center as well. Back with us today is Dr. Tom Wyda, the Chief Medical Officer at University Medical Center. Dr. Wyda, it's good to see you.
Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. We have talked and talked and talked about COVID and the COVID vaccine. It'll be related, but today we're talking about the flu vaccine. I last had the flu about 27 years ago, and I've gotten the flu vaccine ever since then and have never gotten it. I assume you're a big proponent of getting the flu vaccine every year.
I definitely agree with that. In fact, probably about that same time, I got the flu when I was first out in practice.
Yeah.
And I was flat on my back.
I know.
I've gotten the vaccine ever since. I did not get it that year. Thought, well, I'm young and invincible.
Sure. Until you get it.
Wrong.
Yeah. And there's, other than something that could really take your life, and flu could take your life, I don't ever remember being sicker than I was right in the middle part of that flu. It's not a good thing, and the best thing to do is to get the vaccine. Who should get it? When should you get it? I see people advertising now at the drugstore, stop in, we've got the flu vaccine. My physician has told me, wait a little bit longer in the year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, everyone over the age of 6 months should get the flu vaccine. And what I usually recommend, September, October is a good time to mm-hmm. get that vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a very young child, you may want to get it earlier, because if it was your first time getting the flu vaccine, you need to get a second dose that's about a month later. So there, you may want to push it into August so that you get that second dose in September. And usually for the elderly, we want to go a little bit more into the October range, because their immunity will decrease over time. And we usually see spikes of flu in February and March.
When we were younger and we had the flu, we got through it okay. Our young bodies recovered finally. But flu isn't something to take lightly, especially for the elderly, especially for people that have breathing lung problems anyway. It's a dangerous thing to get.
Yes, flu does cause deaths. It does cause increased hospitalizations. It affects the lungs, and really, it's not just the fact of it being a bad cold. It can be deadly.
Now, the people who come up with the flu vaccine every year choose the strains they think we may deal with. Help me understand how that works. Is it kind of a gamble every year on which ones they vaccinate us for?
Well, it's not totally a gamble. It's really a scientific process of looking at what was most predominant either at the end of the last flu season or what seems to be emerging in Australia and China and in the eastern countries. And so they then put those together. This year, almost all the vaccine actually is quadrivalent, so it protects against four different strains of flu virus.
I've heard it, you've heard it, people say, I don't get that flu vaccine. I got it once and I got the flu. Not possible, right?
You can't get the flu from the flu vaccine. It's dead, it's killed. You just can't get it.
If you got the flu, you probably already had it when you went in to get your vaccine.
Correct. If you got the flu, you either had it when you had the vaccine, or you got a cold or some other infection, because it's not going to protect against the common cold.
Right.
And then some people will have some reaction to the vaccine, mm-hmm. feeling flu-like for a few days, but then that should pass.
I know you'd tell everyone to speak to their physician, get their guidance before you get any kind of medical treatment or any kind of a vaccine. There are some folks that definitely need their guidance of their physician, and they may have a problem with the vaccine, but they need to seek that out, that information out on their own with their physician.
Correct. There are some folks who probably need to be cautious. If you have an egg allergy, you may want to get one of the vaccines that are not made with egg.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are now available. Also, if you're over the age of 65, you may want to consider the double strength vaccine, because again, the elderly do not mount as good of a response as younger folks. So over 65, there's a double strength vaccine available. It also now has the four different types in it. So I would recommend that as you get older.
And your physician would guide you on that. Would you say at a certain age, consider that? Like, would you say 65 and above maybe?
Or? The recommendation is 65 and above
okay.
for the double strength vaccine.
Do you have any concern about crossover conflicts between the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine? Someone just got the COVID vaccine, and now we're saying you ought to get a flu vaccine. Could you get them the same week, even the same day, and there not be a problem?
You can get both the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine the same day, just different sites. That's all that's recommended. And likewise, you can get it a week later or 2 weeks later. It's important to get them both.
If I hadn't already been vaccinated for COVID, I probably wouldn't do it the same day just for the comfort of the injection site. So, but doing it the same week, if you've already been vaccinated for COVID, any time is a good time to get the flu vaccine, right?
Correct. If you've been vaccinated for COVID, any time after that is good to get the flu shot. Or if you got the flu shot, any time after that is good to get the COVID shot.
COVID vaccine's been free to anyone who wanted it. Can you find a free flu shot? It depends on where you work and that kind of thing, but you can usually find a pretty inexpensive one or a free one.
Yes, you can certainly find either cheap or free flu vaccines for UA employees. It's flu. We do flu blasts throughout the campus. So there's no reason for anybody on this campus not to get a flu shot.
Well, here's my selfish question. Can I come anytime or do I need an appointment to get my flu shot?
Well, if you're coming to the University Medical Center or Student Health, you probably need an appointment. But the flu blasts, they're out there at certain days, certain times, and you just walk up and get it. So you wouldn't need an appointment for that. Just pick the right day.
How about if I just walk in and say, I'm personal friends with the chief medical officer?
And then you want me to give it to you?
Sure.
Bend over.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd let you give me a shot anytime. Dr. Tom Wyda, thank you for your expertise, your guidance, and we've enjoyed nothing about COVID, but we've enjoyed your guidance and your expertise, and we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're just trying to help the community. Stay safe.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.